You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest games. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by Community National Bank, Helena Agra Enterprise, Shelter Insurance, Brett Schneider Agency in Lawrence, Blue Valley Technologies, by McDonald's, Highland Community College, Giant Communications, Bruna Implement, Edward Jones, Becker Repair and Performance, The Elevator, Shelter Insurance, Jeff Schneider Agency in Topeka, Denison State Bank, Honeyman Ford, JBN Telephone Company, MCON, Sunflower Community Union, FW Huston, GN Bank, Atchison Auto Parts, and by Lukert Chiropractic.
Let's go, baby!
Let's go!
Week two is in the books, Boz.
Yeah, buddy.
This is how we do it. It's Friday.
It's Friday night, which means it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. You're either listening to it live on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha, 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca, or 93.7 FM KAIR Horton Atchison, or maybe you're on our live stream as well. Any way that you take this in here tonight, we're glad that you're hanging out with us in a night where there was upsets galore, where there was streaks coming to an end, and where there was games it took overtime to decide how it was going to shake out. We're glad that you're hanging out with us here this evening because we have a lot to get through. We still need a lot of scores.
Yeah, we need a lot.
So what do we got so far tonight, Boz?
Okay, don't go anywhere. This won't take long.
Okay.
Here's what we got tonight so far. Axtell, they have a big night. Shut out Clifton Clyde 56-0 the first. Burger.
Sorry, I'm still scrolling things
He's
down.
Not even paying attention.
Now I'm focused on you.
No, you're not. It's okay, though. Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Axtell, what was the score?
56-0 over Clifton Clyde.
That's a burger.
Hanover, they get a shutout win tonight over Washington County, 44-0. 44 must be a popular number tonight. Hiawatha, they fall tonight to Perry LeCompton, 44-8.
Okay.
I don't know if this is what you would call an upset. You mentioned upsets earlier and some of them getting into overtime.
Yeah.
Sabetha, they get the win tonight over Nemaha Central, 21-14. Nemaha Central had a field goal as time expired to win the game. Kick was no good. Sabetha gets it done in overtime.
Wow. So,
big win for Sabetha. Talk about big wins. Royal Valley.
Ooh.
First time in a long, 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 long time.
Streaks coming to an end. We highlighted the possibility of it, Boz. What happened tonight?
Royal Valley. They get the win over Holton tonight, 35-0.
Wow.
Yeah, not only did they win, they get the shutout win.
Wow.
Statement for Royal Valley.
Sure.
McLouth, another maybe statement win. Yeah. McLouth, they defeat Jackson Heights tonight, 38-14.
First time that McLouth has beaten Jackson Heights, Boz, in 12 years.
It's been a little while, and McLouth, I picked
them. Your dark horse pick.
2-0 now on the season.
I mean, in our preview show, in our preseason production meeting, every meeting we've had since then, when we're talking football on the high school level, Boz, the McLouth Bulldogs have been on our radar.
They have.
And there is a reason why, and we got to see it in person tonight. There's your spoiler, our game of the week.
That's right. We'll dive into that one here in a little bit. More scores for you tonight. Jefferson West, they get the win over Centralia, 27-0. And a close ball game. Onega traveled way out to Whitewater Remington. And they fall by two.
Ooh.
Almost got the win on the road, but they fall tonight 14 to 12.
The Buffs were trying to start the season off 2-0, Buzz.
That's right. It sounds like they're playing some good football.
Good ball hanging out right now. All right, what scores do we still need? Because there are plenty of games that have gone final, but we just need them to get called into us here on the Giant Communications Hotline. That phone number is available for you. If you want to become just simply connected, look no further than Giant Communications Online at giantcomm.net. 785-547-3461 is that phone number.
Here's the scores that we need tonight still, and there's a lot of them. Donovan West at Valley Heights, St. Mary's at Riley County, Rossville at Silver Lake. Most of these scores we had updates, but they, I don't know if they've gone final yet, but these are ones we got to get. Mar Hill at Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge at ACCHS, JCN at Horton, Oskaloosa at Riverside, KC Wyandotte at Atchison, Troy at Bishop LeBlanc.
Yeah.
I kind of like saying that.
LeBlanc.
Bishop LeBlanc.
LeBlanc, your little little French.
Something like that. Yeah. Private school in St. Joe. Whatever. Linden at Frankfort, Canton, Galva at Blue Valley, and Lakeside Downs at Lynn. So we need like 10 or 12 scores still tonight.
We do. Come on. Give us. Last time we did have some updates. We'll give those updates to you so we know what the most recent one was. Looks like, we did get the final. It just came in. Shout out Leslie Gallagher for that that message that just got sent in. Silver Lake not only beats Rossville tonight, Buzz, they beat him by 15, 42-27. Silver Lake avenges the defeat from a season ago.
That's probably one of the largest margins of victory in a little while. Typically, that game is down to the wire.
For sure. No doubt about it. Thanks, Leslie, for that score. Again, if you've got the opportunity, give us a shout on our Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461, 785-547-3461. That's the phone number. Give us the score updates that we're still needing. If you've got a Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee that you want to get out there already, by golly, get that in here. Old Boz wants to make a full list once again because, listen, he had a big list last week, but yep. Can I say it was a simple decision a week ago?
I don't know that simple is the right word. There's one guy kind of jumped off the page a little more than the others, but it's never easy. It's never simple. But I want a full list.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Score update. Mar Hill Mounts Academy Buzz defeats Valley Falls tonight 40-0. Mar Hill, the Ravens right now, 2-0 to start this season.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we're on 93.7 FM KAR, Horton Atchison, as well as Kansaland Country, 103.9 KNZA, 92.1 KMZA, and also live streamed on Facebook. We got French accents now. I don't know what the heck that was, but we got to keep it focused here tonight. Big time day, though. We got some scores we still need, but we want to take a quick moment here. A lot of excitement in the air, no doubt about it. Football. I mean, it was the best temperature night to date.
Perfect
for football.
Yeah.
Here this evening. Our game of the week was Jackson Heights McLeod, Boz's dark horse pick of the season. Jackson Heights, the reigning NEKL champs, sub-state back-to-back season. So we knew it would be a big-time game. We'll dive into it in just a moment. But it is September 11th, Boz, and we always want to make sure that when there's big-time things to kind of bring up that is bigger than sports, we do want to mention those as well. And so as we remember the events 25 years ago that happened on September 11th, 2001, flags were at half staff today. At least the field that we were at, a big flag was stretched out over the field for pregame. It was a good sight. National anthems played, no doubt about it. But I talked to you in our production meeting about it. I want to ask you, hey, where were you at this time? This day. 25 years ago.
Yeah, so it is crazy. You hear people talk about that all the time, things that happen in history, big events, and you can always remember. And I remember exactly where I was. I was teaching at the time. I was in the grade school gym going through a normal day, and the principal comes in and said, hey, something's going on. Plane flew into one of the Twin Towers, and you kind of just, okay, I mean, that's bad, but, yeah. And then a little bit later he came in and said, something's going on. Like, we're under attack, and then it's things really start to spin. You kind of, nobody really knew what was going on. But yeah, I remember that 25 years ago to the day.
Yeah.
And like I told you, I mean, I was, I don't know how old I was then, but I've got the newspapers that came out. I've still got those at my house. I hang on to a lot of that stuff, but it is kind of interesting. You look back at that and it was a bad day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We talked last week about different things with age gaps and stuff. You know, I was in third grade when this happened, and I remember them rolling a CART TV in, and as a class, we were able to watch it a little bit. And my teacher actually got to see her tonight at the game, old Mrs. Patty Sorensen, she did a great job of, you know, we're 8-9-year-olds that don't understand what's going on. Did a great job of kind of explaining it to us, but they didn't want to hide it from us either. And so what we wanted just to do here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is just have a moment of silence here in memory of all those that lost their lives, not only on that day, but in the days after as well, for everything that happened starting on September 11th, 2001. We want to make sure that we recognize and we remember. And we will never forget. Moment of silence here on the MSC Radio Network. All right, we got to take our first time out. We come back, more scores, recaps, and a lot to get through. Our game of the week and how that shook out for Baza's Dark Horse. Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees, and a lot more to get through. Big time upset, streaks ended. We'll dive into all of it. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jacob Oz here on the MSC Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Neil Sudbeck, commercial and ag lender with Community National Bank in Sebetha. Whether you're expanding your farm or business, purchasing equipment, or planning for the future, I'm here to help find financing that works for you.
You should partner with a bank that's invested in your success. Visit Neil Sudbeck at Community National Bank in Sebetha today. Community National Bank, hometown values and modern banking.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When Denison State Bank looks back on its 125 years, we wonder, how many times have the nearby fields been plowed, farmed, and harvested? How many sets of cattle hooves have trod across local pastures? DSB has been right there during all of it, helping generations of local farmers and producers. For a knowledgeable bank that understands the local ag scene, turn to Denison State Bank in year 125, member FDIC.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becca Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becca Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeccaRepairAndPerformance.com. Becca Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride harder. Ride ready.
Boost your crops this season with Helena Agri Enterprise. By using Coron, Coron allows a grower to make timely applications without hesitation to a growing crop. Its unique formulation provides more efficient uptake versus commodity fertilizers and keeps the application on target to provide longer availability for plant uptake. Contact Helena Agri Enterprise in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, or Home City and ask about Coron for your product. Helena Agri Enterprise. People, products, knowledge.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. you need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're a startup or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. Big on service, built for business. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, simply connected.
This is Shelby with GM Bank. Join us at Rainbow Communications at the Hiawatha Maple Leaf Festival on Saturday, September 26th for live stream K-State football downtown. Stop by the Rainbow Communications building at 628 Oregon Street to say hello and watch an exciting K-State football while enjoying the festival fun with friends and neighbors. The Hiawatha Maple Leaf Festival is Saturday, September 26th from 9 to 4:30. Game time is still to be announced, so watch for details and come cheer along with GM Bank and Rainbow Communications.
Let's get it. Segment two here tonight. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz.
Hey, hey.
And there's a lot to get through tonight. Week two, it's September the 11th. We appreciate you taking a moment of silence with us as well. Here before our first time out. A lot of scores to get through. A lot of scores yet still to get. And some recaps. I think we've got all of our recaps already in. So shout out all of our broadcasters out there tonight.
Nice.
And they all kept him underneath 2.5 minutes, Buzz.
That's unusual.
Big shout out to Brandon Tadman. You know, his recap's only 1:46 tonight.
I love it.
Might be the shortest ever for him. but we got some scores to get through. We've got, I believe, even maybe a special shout out coming through, too.
We do. I was going to say, if you got scores, call them in, drop them in the Facebook chat. If it doesn't matter if you're listening, if you're watching, you're at a game, whatever. But you might be driving in the car right now, or riding in this case, young Miss Harper.
Oh.
On her way to the state fair. She's doing the tractor pull.
Oh, let's go, Harper. Go win that state thing.
That's right. So shout out to our young friend Harper listening tonight. Maybe she's got a score she can send us tonight. So here's what we've got as far as scores go. Axtell at Clifton Clyde. Axtell gets the win 56-0.
That's a burger.
That's a burger. Hanover, they shut out Washington County tonight 44-0. Perry LeCompton, they get the win against Hiawatha 44-8. A close game, an overtime game. Sabetha gets the win over Nemaha Central tonight 21-14.
Unbelievable.
Big time streak is broken in a good way for Royal Valley. They defeat Holton tonight. They shut them out 35-0.
30-year streak over.
A long time. And, you know, let's talk about that real quick, because we kind of, I don't know, I look back and, you know, we kind of were on Royal Valley a little bit last week. Their team, they've got a really good team this year.
Yeah.
And we were talking like they got to get the win that they haven't been able to in the past. And that is, Holton has always been their Achilles heel. They get it done, though, tonight. Riley County, they defeat St. Mary's 21-0. Silver Lake, they get the win at Rossville 42-27. McClouth defeats Jackson Heights 38-14. Another shutout tonight. Mar Hill, they defeat Valley Falls 40-0. Another shutout. This is a night of shutouts.
Yeah.
JCN.
Them Charges.
Bounce back after their loss to Riverside last week. They defeat Horton 66-0. Another shutout. Jeff West. They defeat Centralia 27-0. Close game for Onega, but they fall tonight at Remington Whitewater 14-12. And Lynn gets the win against Lakeside Downs 52-6.
Okay. I think you need this one. I'll go ahead and give it to you because our very own Brian Hagan, who was up early just like Seth Tollefson, who's still in studio right now too. So our morning guys are burning the midnight oil right now.
Yeah.
But Brian is down there at 93.7 FM KAIR. Just gave us this update. Pleasant Ridge defeats ACCHS tonight on homecoming 26-14. The final score there. P Ridge now 2-0 on the season as well.
Okay. All right. We still got some scores that we do need, though. D West at Valley Heights, Oskaloosa at Riverside, Casey Wyandotte at Atchison, Troy at Bishop,
LeBlanc,
Linden at Frankfort, and Canton Galva at Blue Valley.
What was the school last year in Nebraska that we couldn't stop reiterating? Is it Weeping Water?
Yes, Weeping Water.
Weeping Water. You just needed to say it a certain way.
Yeah.
It's Weeping kind of a cool school. Water.
Yeah.
So, LeBlanc. Bishop LeBlanc over in Missouri. All right. Coming in on the comment section on the old Facebook Live, KU's playing tonight.
Oh, yeah. I haven't checked that score for a little while.
Mizzou almost to a burger
tonight. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not. They were not close to a burger when we got to the studio. So
man. What? Unforch.
You got an update on that? It's 28-14. Who put that burger? They don't know.
Come on, Breyer.
They don't know what a burger is. Hey, that's still a game.
It's halfway.
Seven minutes left in the third quarter. We're good. We're hanging in.
Don't forget, at the end of the show tonight, we will make sure to give you our predictions of the K-State KU football seasons, as well as Chiefs Ravens. We'll update Benedictine for you as well in the final segment of tonight's show. So we got to get to our game of the week here pretty quick here, Boz. And it was, first off, congratulations to Kim Mellies of Jackson Heights. She was the first to come up to us, and a slew of people that and as this has progressed, you know, year four now, you know, Boz and I have specific like criteria that has to be met when we go to our game of the week. And it's got to be, you know, at 6:30 is when we accept somebody coming up. Because, you know, Boz, I mean, when we go to games, I mean, it's okay for us to grab some grub.
I always. Yeah.
If you invite us to your game and you're on our game of the week and we show up, if you want to hook up Boz with a sloppy nacho,
yeah,
he's not going to say no.
Yes, nachos with some jalapenos.
Yeah, it's got to have jalapenos. Yes, though.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just kind of.
Is it jalapeno or jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so tonight, Walking Tacos was on the menu, and so we got in and definitely took that in tonight. But congratulations, Kim Melly. She wins a City's Edge Barbecue $50 gift certificate. So big thanks to City's Edge Barbecue for partnering with us here tonight for that $50 gift certificate. You can call them for any catering that you've got for them. You can email them at citiesedgebbq@gmail.com or call 785-304-4794, based out of Holton. But man, they go multiple places. Oh, yeah. Boz, and they kind of set up their trailer, and you come up, order, eat, and it's some good barbecue, is it not?
Yeah, I know last year, I think it was last year, we've been there several times, but last year they'll do like a game day special.
Yeah,
it was I think it might have been a Saturday college football, maybe a Sunday morning, I can't remember, but I saw it on Facebook. I went down and got a pack. It was brisket and burnt ends and pulled pork, and they've got awesome sides. Really good barbecue. You definitely need to try it out.
Yeah, Jason Harris, and I think he's getting a little bit of extra help now from a young lady named Jamie. She may or may not actually be related to me. Can't confirm nor deny that at this time. Don't want any nepotism, you know, comments or anything like that. But they were in Onega yesterday. And again, so go find them on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. City's Edge Barbecue, proud to partner with us here tonight to give a $50 gift certificate to Kim Mellies for tonight. So, again, next week, same rules apply. 6:30, you see Boz and his nasty KU team.
Oh, come on. Whoa, shots fired. You can't just say that.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Or me and my, people said it
and my great Baltimore Ravens shirt. Those. You come find us at 6:30. Be the first to ask if it's our game of the week. You can win a $50 gift certificate. No purchase necessary on that. But our game of the week was your dark horse, McLeod Bulldogs, hitting the road, going to Jackson County to take on Jackson Heights tonight. And the Cobras, you know, both these teams coming in at 1-0, Boz.
Yeah.
Only one team come out 2-0?
Yeah. This was a one that we highlighted early. And not just because McLeod was my dark horse team, but Jackson Heights lost some to graduation, kind of seeing how this season is going to go for them. McLouth brought a whole bunch of dudes back, so wanted to see how this game would play out. And the first thing I noticed when you walk on the field, McLouth is big. They are
huge.
Big. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's Jackson Heights or if it's just – I think it's McLouth, actually, now that I say that. I'm going to take that back. It's not Jackson Heights because they have the weight for their team in the program. McLouth has no weight.
Come on.
How do you not put – the weight
Come
of
on,
the
Coach
player.
Mills.
on the program.
Well, I mean, isn't there a little strategy to that?
What do you mean strategy?
I don't know. I don't know either. I'm just saying, like, you publicize the weights of your guys and stuff like that. Maybe your opponents can't know how big you are. They can just guess
by film.
They can
get
film
any second.
Yeah, but you're guessing at that point.
Yeah, but when you look at somebody and you're like, wow, they're big. It doesn't matter if it's 230 or 250. Like, they're big dudes. So, anyways, you can see McClouth had some big, beefy guys up front. You look at Jackson Heights.
Beefy.
Yes. Little bit different maybe than what Jackson Heights has had in the past.
Sure.
You look at them, and they're all about the same size. Not one or two guys really stood out like, okay, that's a big dude on the line. Jackson Heights is still fast.
Yeah.
They're still strong up front. But that was something I noticed right out of the gates. And this game really went the way of McClouth early.
From the beginning.
Yeah, McClouth took the opening kickoff. They ran, well, let's back up a little bit. First half, here's kind of summarizing how it went. McClouth ran 28 offensive plays in the first half to Jackson Heights, 13.
Ooh.
Jackson Heights didn't run their first offensive play until 1:04 left in the first quarter. McClouth, they put together a 14-play, 65-yard scoring drive to start the game. Converted on fourth down twice during that drive. Took nearly 9 minutes off the clock. Big statement, opening drive for McClouth. Jackson Heights gets the ball kicked off to him, drop the kickoff. McClouth recovers, everything going their way. But Heights steps up defensively. They stop McClouth. They got an interception on fourth down. So no damage done. They're still just trailing 8-0. Jackson Heights not able to get anything going offensively. They ran six plays, turned it over on downs. McClouth puts together another long drive, 10 plays, 56 yards. They score, put them up 16-0 at half. Now, at that point, it just seemed like everything was going McClouth's way. They're very methodical with what they do. They run the ball a ton.
Yeah.
They've kind of got a three-headed monster running 100%. The ball. Justin Patz, Bo Harsh, Peyton Wyatt. Those dudes are all big, solid backs.
They're not like, your scat back.
No, they look like three fullbacks.
Yeah.
That they'll take direct snaps. They run some misdirections, some counters, yep. Sweeps. I mean, they just are a very good rushing football team. They didn't ever really get behind the chains. They just 3 yards. What do you say? 3 yards?
Cloud of dust.
Yep. Like, they just kept moving the chains. Didn't have any really big plays.
Yeah.
Just 3-4 yards at a time.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Jackson Heights, they come out and start the second half, and they scored in – I think three plays, just a couple
minutes.
Yeah. Tatum Eisenbarth up the middle. Dude's fast. Once he got some space, he was gone. So now at that point, it's 16-6. We ended up having to leave. We were able to catch some of it on the Cobra Channel.
Yeah.
But
somehow,
we
got it on.
Had some technical difficulties tonight with that.
Don't get me started.
But here's what I would say. McClouth was very confident from the get-go. There seemed to be a little more energy early in the ball game. Things didn't go the right way for Jackson Heights, and they just looked, to me, they just looked flat. Just and sometimes that happens when you're struggling offensively. You can't get anything going. You can't stop the other team. You tend to get your heads down a little bit. And I kind of thought maybe when they scored early in the second quarter, or excuse me, third quarter, like, okay,
yeah,
that's the shot in the arm they need. Now they're going to go. But McClouth just, if you can't get him off the field,
yeah.
It's tough to score.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And McClouth, I mean, preseason, the hype was real. If you go back to our preview show, we were talking them up. Boz picked them as his dark horse pick, just a 3-win team last year. They brought 22 starters back.
Yeah.
Senior-led heavy team. And I can't remember the kid's name. You got the program in front of you. 54.
Blake Sullivan.
Shout out to that young man.
He's a dude.
Because he is a dude. But the leadership that, you know, Boz and I are so thankful for our ability to be on the field. We always stand on the home team side, whatever our game of the week is. And, you know, every home team allows us to kind of peruse the sidelines. But it gives us opportunity to get nuggets like this. But Mr. Sullivan was out there barking signals, was constantly talking, communicating, and it was midway of the second quarter, and he was grabbing his players' teammates' face masks saying, I want a zero on that board. He wanted the shutout tonight, and he played and led that team with all that determination and everything. And I mean, again, the line of scrimmage was won by McClouth, and that was the difference of the game.
And I'm going to stay on the theme here. I shout out last week, Jeff West's offensive line up front. I mean, they don't get enough love. So tonight,
them hosses, man.
Offensive line, Garrett Sheehan, Drake Wilson, Trenton Cody?
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
Blake Sullivan, Duncan Murphy, Jackson Holloway, Bryce Williams. Those guys up front.
Yeah.
Man, especially when you're running. I mean, they only threw maybe three or four passes tonight.
Maybe, yeah.
90% of their offense is flat, controlling the line of scrimmage and running the ball down your throat. Those that doesn't happen unless those guys up front are getting it done.
Tiring your opponent down, too. I mean, that wears on you as an opponent, yeah, right? As the game progresses. And you talked about the energy level of McLouth as well. That is a team that Boz and I will be talking about not only this week, not only last week when they beat Oskaloosa and blanked them 36-0. We'll be talking about this McLouth team into the playoffs in a deep playoff run. I can guarantee you that. McLouth, a very big team to keep your eyes on here this season. Big time win for them. First time in over a decade that they knocked off Jackson Heights. Boz, before we get to our first recap, and it's going to be one of the bigger storylines of the night, is the fact that a 30-year streak has come to an end in a Jackson County rivalry. Holton traveled to Royal Valley tonight, and the Panthers dominate Holton tonight, 35-0 in this ball game. We talked about it last week, and you hinted at it about how, you know, we really were kind of – it wasn't harping on Royal Valley. It was just, man, it's a tough beginning stretch for them because they – Jeff West kicked them all over the turf. Nobody can say any other thing than what that truly was last week. And then you get your Jackson County rival and Holton come into town – this next week, a team you haven't beaten 30 years, opportunity was knocking, and boy, did they answer the bell.
Yeah, it was one of those where you kind of felt like Royal Valley, and I feel like we've said this enough, but if they're going to take the next step, they've got to start finding ways to beat the top teams typically that are in the Big East. Your Silver Lake, Holton, Nemaha, Sabetha. I mean, those are traditional powers in the Big East. You got to find a way to get over that hurdle and get a win, and they did it tonight against Holton.
Justin Faluke had the call tonight on the Holton Channel.
A 30-year, 30-game losing streak is over, and Royal Valley just didn't beat Holton to end that streak. They completely dominated. In the Week 2 Big East Jackson County battle, it was all Royal Valley. 35-0 the final score. Royal Valley had the football on just five possessions all night, and they scored touchdowns on all five drives. Holton had the offensive possession six times in this game and were held out of the end zone. In fact, Holton ended up with just 125 yards of total offense, and over half of those came on their final drive of the game, which Royal Valley preserved a shutout, holding and turning Holton away inside the 15-yard line. Holton was 0 for 4 passing. They were also sacked three times. Jerome Williams had 67 yards rushing, the freshman, on 16 carries, while Jarrett Abel added 54 yards on 15 carries. But for Royal Valley, their big line completely dominated both sides of the football. Royal Valley had 19 first downs. They ran for 300 yards and were 2 for 2 in the passing game. Panthers led by Manny Olivero, who had 150 yards, surpassing that mark for the second straight week. Manny had three touchdowns for Royal Valley, who also got 79 yards on just six carries and a touchdown from Cooper Stevens, and 65 yards on 15 carries and a touchdown for Alex Johnson. Landon Gilbert, a 20-yard catch. Samuel Hickman had an 8-yard catch as well for Royal Valley. The big guys up front got it done. The streak's over. Royal Valley pounding it 35-0 over Holton in week two. The Panthers 1-1 going to Nemaw Central next week, while Holton's last non-district game is on the road at Baldwin. The Wildcats are 0-2. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Flute, thank you very much for that recap. As he just alluded to, I mean, just domination, Boz, and the trenches. I mean, is the game of football won in the trenches?
Absolutely, it is.
Absolutely, and we saw that last week with this Royal Valley team. They average over 260 across the line. This is a big, strong team, and apparently tonight they just asserted their dominance in the running game tonight. 300 yards against Holton tonight, and that's a big thing to hang your hat on, and that's a big time win for Coach David Boucher and his program. Again, first time since 1996 the Panthers from Royal Valley knock off the Wildcats from Holton in their Jackson County rivalry here tonight.
Impressive. I like to see them take that next step. We've been talking about them. They got the pieces. They just got to get some big wins.
All right, so our next recap comes from our man Dylan, who's up in Nebraska. Falls City Public Schools taking on Nebraska St. Lourdes. This game was on KTNC AM 1230.
It was a beautiful night for football up in Nebraska City, where the Falls City Tigers traveled to play the Lourdes Central Catholic Knights in eight-man football. Falls City and Lourdes both coming into the evening 1-1 on the year, and both coming in with a win in their last game. Falls City would receive the opening kickoff and take it 11 plays, 53 yards. They would cap off that drive with a two-yard touchdown pass from Jacoby Banker to Grant Kobza. It would be an 8-0 lead for the Tigers, 6:40 remaining in the first quarter. But from there, it was all the Knights. A 50-0 run to end the game for the Lourdes Central Catholic Knights. They would win tonight 50-8. Hudson Rutt took three triple option runs, the quarterback, in for a touchdown, a 36-yard run, a 51-yard run, and a 37-yard run. He would also have a 26-yard touchdown pass to Noah Boyer. Alex Schnitzer also had a 27-yard touchdown run and a 15-yard touchdown run. Noah Boyer had an 8-yard touchdown run as well in the third quarter. Falls City falls to 1-2 on the year. They will be at home next week. Lourdes Central Catholic improves to 2-1 on the year. They opened up the year with a loss to Johnson Brock. Brock now the number two team in Class D1. They beat this Lourdes team. They beat a ranked team last week, and Sandy Creek, the number one team in Class C2, and they're beating a ranked team tonight. And so Lourdes now 2-1 with their only loss to Johnson Brock will play host next week to the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish. The Irish win tonight, and that'll set up a 3-0 likely ranked Irish team and a 2-1 ranked Lourdes team on KTNC next week. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Dylan Hendricks. It was a 50-8 Lourdes Central Catholic win.
All right, Dylan, thank you very much for that recap. As you mentioned, St. Lourdes, massive scoring run for them. That was, again, on AM 1230, KTNC Falls City. How about Marhill Mounts Academy, Boz? They are now 2-0 on the season,
right,
and they blank the Dragons of Valley Falls. Tom Kautz on the call on Care Country 93.7.
At Valley Falls, Kansas tonight, it was a game that, well, we thought was going to be super low scoring. It was scoreless at halftime as Marhill Mount Academy being hosted by the Valley Falls Dragons. But then everything turned. And in the second half, the Ravens scored on all six of their possessions and came away with a 40-0 win. For MHMA, two touchdowns for Jace Campbell, two touchdowns for Peter Rapplinger, two touchdowns for T-Roy Timmel. As MHMA has begun the season red hot, they're now 2-0 and getting ready to play Riverside next weekend. Valley Falls, well, they'll start things off at 0-2 and meet up with McLeod next week. But for the Ravens, a spectacular second half, seeing them score on all six second-half possessions, and they come away with a big road victory. Again, Marhill Mount Academy 40, Valley Falls nothing. Tom Couch reporting for the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap as Marhill Mounts Academy. Boz, you hear that score at halftime?
Yeah.
0-0. But the Ravens put it on in the second half.
They came out to play in the second half.
No doubt about that. All right, let's go to Brandon Tabman. Had the call on 103.9 FM tonight. A Big East League battle between Perry the Compton hosting the Hiawatha Redhawks.
Game of the week on KNZA tonight. It was in the Big East. Week number deuce, Perry the Compton and Hiawatha. This game turned in the second quarter. Perry the Compton and A.J. Campbell, 5-yard touchdown in the opening 12 minutes. The lone points, 8-0 Perry going into the second. Grayson Gilberts for Hiawatha busted a 34-yard touchdown run, early portions of the second. We were tied at 8. Tanner Wheat came back, 59-yard drive, scored on a 6-yard run. Perry a 16-8 lead after the 2-point conversion, and this is where the game really changed. Hiawatha on the move on that drive, trying to get some points on the board, down 8. Jack Keller, the quarterback, a fumble, scooped up by Caden Baker. He runs it in for 30 yards and a touchdown. Perry led 23-7 at that point. They would go on to score 29 points in the second quarter. They led 37-8 at the half. And Perry the Compton would win it 44-8, the final score here tonight, to get their first win of the season. A.J. Campbell and Cause quarterback. He was our player of the game here on KNZA. Unofficially, 10-12 passing, 117 yards and a touchdown. He also had 4 carries for 92 yards 3 touchdowns as well. Junior running back Tanner Wheat, 17 carries, 107 yards, and a touchdown. Losing effort for Grayson Gilbert in Hiawatha, but he was good on the ground. Grayson, 18 carries, 114 yards, and the lone Hiawatha touchdown. So a 1-1 Perry Lecompton squad that'll go on the road to St. Mary's in week 3 next Friday night. And the home opener for Hiawatha, they're going to have a tough one. They are 0-2, and they welcome in the Sabetha Blue Jays next Friday night. Again, Perry Lecompton 44, Hiawatha 8. Reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Brandon Tadman.
All right, B-Tad, thank you for that recap as Perry Lecompton gets their first victory of the season tonight. Again, that game on 103.9 KNZA. Now, how about the War on 24? Should we go to that one, Buzz?
Let's go.
Because that one was broadcasted on the Silver Lake Channel or sister station AM 5. No, it wasn't AM 580. I wish I could. Yeah. It was on KTPK 106.9. But sister station 106.9. That's still kind of new to me.
Yeah,
you know, be able to throw that out there a little bit. But Wade Gerstner had the call on the Silver Lake Channel tonight, and a War on 24 that for the, you know, what was it? 3 out of the last 4 meetings went to overtime.
These
teams are constantly playing close games. Tonight it was close, but Silver Lake, they pulled away late.
For the fourth time in the last 5 meetings, Silver Lake wins the War on 24, knocking off their arch-rival Rossville at Silver Lake on Friday night by a final score of 42-27. For the first time in the last 3 meetings, the game does not require overtime as the Eagles win by 15. Silver Lake now 2-0 on the season, 2-0 in the Big East League with the victory. Rossville falls to 1-1 overall, 1-1 in the Big East League. Silver Lake jumped down to an early 7-0 lead in their first possession. Rossville will respond with back-to-back scoring drives, led 14-7. Silver Lake would tie it at 14 all midway through the second. And then Silver Lake, thanks to an interception thrown by Rossville, would take over short field, and they would score to take a 20-14 lead, but miss the extra point. Rossville will score with a minute 10 before halftime on a 19-yard touchdown reception for Lake and Gentry, and led on the extra point 21-20. But Silver Lake would take less than a minute off the clock, score with 21 seconds before halftime on a 23-yard touchdown pass from Kipton Kruger to Mason Van Vactor. 2-point conversion failed. Silver Lake was up 5 at that point. Then Rossville decides to be aggressive offensively in the final seconds of the first half, and their pass is picked off by Mason Van Vactor, returned all the way down to the Rossville 6. 4 seconds remaining for halftime, Mason Van Vactor drilled a 25-yard field goal. Eagles led 29-21 in a high-scoring first half. Second half, lower scoring because limited possessions. Rossville, 13-play, 71-yard drive. Cale Horgan, a 16-yard touchdown reception. 2-point conversion failed midway through the third. Silver Lake's lead was down to 2, 29-27. But the Eagles take control with the next 2 drives, scoring on first play of the fourth quarter on a 35-yard pass. A beautiful throw from Kipton Kruger to sophomore Rylan Young down the far sideline. That completed a 10-play, 69-yard drive. And then for good measure, Silver Lake tacks on a touchdown to win it 42-27 with 5.5 to play in the fourth. 12-play, 65-yard drive capped by Dom Monholland, 2-yard run. Monholland led the way offensively, 25 carries, 173 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. Kipton Kruger was 19-23, 207 yards, no interceptions, 3 touchdown passes. And Rossville was led by Landon Lewis, who threw for 215, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and ran for 143 yards and a score. War on 24 goes to Silver Lake. Eagles win it 42-27 on Rossville. Reporting for the local high school scoreboard show, I'm Wade Gerstner.
All right, Wade, thank you very much for that. As the War on 24, as he mentioned, first time in a few years didn't go to overtime, but Silver Lake gets the best of the Dogs of Rossville tonight by the final of 42-27. All right, now this one was a Game of the Week nominee for us, buddy. And did it prove to be the case tonight? We had the War on 24. How about the War in Nemaha County? The Battle of Nemaha County here tonight between Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central has gotten the better of the Jays as of late, but this one, it took overtime. Trenton Kraxner had the call on 92.1 KMZA and on the Sabetha Channel.
It was a good old-fashioned Nemaha County rivalry game, and once again it came down to the final plays as the Sabetha Blue Jays beat the Nemaha Central Thunder for the first time since 2020 in a 21-14 overtime win. Sabetha got a good start. They forced a three and out on defense and then went right down the field with a Michael Lang 1-yard touchdown run to go up 7-0. But then it was the Thunder that dominated the rest of the next 2 quarters. They went down for a long touchdown drive that was capped off by a 4-yard touchdown pass from Cole Renari to Tate Edelman. That made it 7-7. Sabetha would fumble on their next drive, and again, Nemaha Central would go right down the field. This time, Mason Shulions catching a 15-yard touchdown pass from Cole Ranieri. 14-7 Thunder at the break. Sabetha would get the ball to start the second half, but would punt the football away, and then they would force a punt defensively. And then to start the fourth quarter, it was Micah Lang from 5 yards out running it in to make it a 14-14 game. Sabetha would get the ball back with about 7 minutes to go, still tied at 14, and they would fumble around midfield for the second time. Nemaha Central would get all the way down to the 3-yard line for first and goal with 25 seconds to go, but on the next play, they would lose 10 yards on a rushing play, and then they would miss a 30-yard field goal from the right hash at the end of regulation. Nemaha Central won the toss for overtime deferred to play defense, but again, it was Michael Lang getting into the end zone from 1 yard out to make it 21-14 Sabetha. And then on fourth and goal from the five, it was Michael Lang sacking Cole Ranieri to seal the win for Sabetha. Our player of the game, obviously Micah Lang, 18 carries for 64 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was 2-for-2 for 34 yards, passing the football as well, and he had the game-sealing sack. For the first time since 2020, Sabetha beats Nemaha Central on the gridiron, snapping the 9-game losing streak, and for the first time since 2018, they beat the Thunder on their home field. Trenton Cracks reporting for 92.1 at KMZA and the Sabetha Channel.
All right, Trenton, thank you very much for that recap. As he mentioned it, Boz, the first time since 2020, Sabetha gets the win over Nemaha Central tonight, and that's a big win not only for Big East League standings, for just the area in general, but if you're Sabetha, your only losses the last 2 years had come to Nemaha Central.
Yeah.
And with Nemaha bumping up to 3A this year, Sabetha doesn't have to worry about playing Nemaha again. And everybody else, they kind of dominated last year. So, yeah. Sabetha's got everything in front of them. Is that fair to say?
It's still early in the season, but yes. I mean, they kind of got over that first hurdle. And here's the thing. This is such a good rivalry.
Yep.
Both of these teams have multiple state titles under their belt. Sabetha, when was it, 2018, 19-ish, I think?
Yeah.
State title back runs. Back to back. Nemaha had their run. Now Sabetha gets the win over Nemaha. It's just back and forth. Two really good football teams year after year after year.
All right, we got to get to our next timeout here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We come back, we will have more scores to get to you. We are only missing one score at this point. Boz, who we needing?
All right, got it.
Oh, we did?
We did.
Oh, it came in. I didn't even realize.
It's Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Linden at Frankfurt.
Yes.
And Frankfurt gets the win.
All right.
36-26 over Linden.
Them Cats get a big-time win. They're 2-0.
They're 2-0.
To start the season as well. Well, we got a lot more to dive into. Your Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. What's our list look like so far, Boss? Because it's pretty small.
We got a small list right
now. Come on now.
We need some nominees. So far, we've got Manny Oliveira, Royal Valley, 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. And we have Micah Lang from Sabetha, 18 carries, 64 yards, 3 touchdowns. Also 2-for-2 passing for 34 yards. And to top it off, he had the game-sealing sack in overtime to seal the win for Sabetha.
Giant Communications, proud partner of the hotline here for you, 785-547-3461. We're live on TikTok, live on Facebook. Put it in the comments. Who should win the Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball this week? Your nominees are the only way somebody can win. Chase, don't be upset with me, Charles. Charles Chuck Hewins won it last week from Riverside. Who's going to be deserving of winning the game ball this week? 785-547-3461, the phone number. Give us your game ball nominee. We'll be breaking more down. We've also got an update of the KU game. Boz and I have got our preseason picks for schedules and how these two teams will shake out between K-State, KU. We've got Ravens. We got Chiefs to talk about later on. And don't you worry, we'll talk Benedictine Ravens. It's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Schmitz.
And I'm Naya Small.
We're here to help you with all your everyday banking needs at Community National Bank in Sabetha.
Whether it's a new checking account, saving for the future, or simply friendly hometown service, we'd love to meet you.
Community National Bank. Hometown values, modern banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home.
Right.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're a startup or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. Big on service, built for business. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, simply connected.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices, today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Jeff Russell. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by my office in Sabetha or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha or Shannon Wrights in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
All right, it's Boz and I's favorite segment of the week. Well, I can't speak for Boz, but it's my favorite segment. And that is, was your team doing the rocking or
was your team getting rocked?
All right, we're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Boz, our scores for the week.
Here's what we got for this week. Axtell, they defeat Clifton Clyde 56-0.
Burger!
Shutout win for Hanover over Washington County, 44-0. Another shutout. We start with three of them right out of the gates. Valley Heights, they shut out Donovan West, 13-0. Perry LeCompton gets the win against Hiawatha, 44-8. Overtime victory tonight for Sabetha over Nemaha Central, 21-14. Royal Valley snaps the 30-year losing streak to Holton. They get the win in shutout fashion, 35-0 over Holton. Riley County shuts out St. Mary's, 21-0. Silver Lake gets the win in the War on 24 against Rossville, 42-27. McClouth defeats Jackson Heights, 38-14. Another shutout, Mar Hill over Valley Falls, 40-0. P Ridge gets the win against ACCHS, 26-14. Another shutout, the night of shutouts. I don't know what's going on. JCN defeats Horton, 66-0.
Burger!
Riverside, they get the win against Oskaloosa. I don't know if we read that one or I had the score last time I went through this. They defeat Oskaloosa 54-18.
Riverside
2-0.
2-0.
Watch out
for the clones.
Atchison, they defeat KC Wyandotte 34-24. Another shutout. Jeff West over Centralia 27-0. Onega almost gets the win against Remington Whitewater, but they fall 14-12. Troy, I'd say this is a big win for them. They start the season 2-0, their first ever 8-man football season. They defeat Bishop LeBlond, 36-26.
You didn't say it right.
Troy?
No.
Oh, LeBlond. 36-26, and I'm thinking maybe I got the score wrong because it's exactly the same score as the Troy one. Frankfurt, I know Frankfurt got the win over Linden.
Well, while you're looking that, I'll buy you some time here. You can give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Nominate your player of the night, okay, for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball for week number two. Boz and I will go to that school. We'll deliver the game ball, have some pictures, have some fun, get some social media love as well. Somebody's deserving of it. We've only got a couple nominees right now. What was that score, Boz?
The score? I don't
still
know.
Still haven't found it yet. Okay, I don't know where it's at. I'll keep on going.
I don't know. Like, now I'm thinking, did I just make it up and write it down? I swear I saw a Frankfurt Linden score. Right. I just gave it to Seth a minute ago.
If somebody gives, you know, can verify that Frankfurt won for us, okay?
Yeah, here's the score that I had. Yeah. Frankfurt beating Linden 36-26. But that's
the same score as Troy.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna correct that for you before the end of the show.
It's okay. We're only week two, buddy.
Yeah, moving right along. Blue Valley shutout win over Canton Galva 46-0, and Lynn gets the win over Lakeside Downs 52-6.
Burger.
And then FCSH, Falls City Sacred Heart, gets the win over JCC.
Johnson County Central.
There you go. Thank you. 38-8.
Okay. Those are your scores for tonight. We got every score except maybe not the Frankfurt one. We're not 100% certain on that yet.
Tentative
score right now. We're live on the old Facebook and on the TikTok. Go to Jake and Boz on TikTok. Go to Cancelland Radio on Facebook, and you can see Boz as his face is now as red as the crimson from KU as he's trying to scramble to find the Frankfurt score.
I don't know why I wrote that down. I cannot find it anywhere now.
All right, Boz, it's segment number three, which means it's time for us to kind of dive into next week's stuff. But before we do so, you know, it is the segment of who's getting rocked, and we've already highlighted a few big-time games. We highlighted our game of the week, which included McLeod-Jackson Heights. McLeod, the big-time win, their first win against Jackson Heights in over a decade. We highlighted Royal Valley snapping a 30-year losing streak to Holton tonight, blanking the Cats 35-0 tonight. But as you're going through some of those, you know, you said Troy, that's a big time win, starting 2-0 and 8-man for the first time in school history in the 8-man division. I mean, there's a lot of games. You know, Sabetha beating Nemaha Central for the first time in 6 years. There's a lot of good football tonight.
There is, and there's a couple of them that I look at that really jump off the page at me. And the first one is Axtell at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde, I thought was going to have, and they probably still do have a good team, but that score surprises me. 56-0. Axtell, we know what Axtell can do, what they've done every year, it seems like, over the last 5 years. But I thought that game would be closer. So
yeah,
is Axtell back? Are they that good? Is Clifton Clyde have a bad night? I don't know. Score just surprised me.
I want to reiterate something in how you said that with Axtell. Are they back? I don't know if Axtell really went anywhere because they just ran into Hanover twice last year.
That's
eventual
true.
State champion, perfect season. But, yeah, I mean, Axtell is Axtell.
Yeah.
I mean, the fighting Eric Detweiler is over there right now. I mean,
For sure. You know,
he's coaching his son in his senior year, and Wyatt's, you know, balling out right now. There's a ton. I mean, anytime in 8-man you get the Mercy Rule win at halftime, I mean, that's impressive in and of itself. And Axtell does it 2 weeks in a row. And so, yeah, early in the season, no doubt, the Eagles currently are flying high. I do have some game ball nominees that just came in, Boz.
Okay.
From the Fighting Trojans of Troy. We just highlighted them a minute ago. Big time win. Who did they play tonight, Boz?
Bishop LeBlanc.
Defeated Bishop LeBlanc. Took the little trip over into Missouri and Caston Jasper on the list. 3 passing touchdowns, also a rushing touchdown, and 2 interceptions on defense. At first, when I read that stat line, I was like, man, you're going to give us the passing touchdowns, and you're also going to say he threw 2 picks? That's not usually a stat line you want to put for a game ball nominee.
Yeah.
But defensively got 2 picks and 4 total offensive touchdowns. Also, Colt Jensen, he caught 2 of those 3 touchdowns from Caston Jasper. Also had a punt return for a touchdown tonight for Fighting Troy
in
their win.
Love it.
Over LeBlanc.
Okay.
Okay, those are some of the nominees. We need more, though. I mean, honestly, Boz likes to have a sheet and a half. And right now we got, what, 4 nominees at this moment?
Yeah, we got 4. We need times
I think last week we had 17, which was great for week one, but maybe people are just a little cautious here early season. Maybe they don't want to talk. I had a couple of people texting me with you know, their insight and their thoughts on their game that they went to, and I said, give us a call and talk about it. And they went, don't really want to do that.
Why is everybody scared?
I don't know.
Don't be scared to talk on the radio.
Maybe people are introverted. You and I are very much extroverts.
You love
we
that.
Don't mind talking. But, yeah, so give us a call. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Boss, what's that phone number?
It's 785-547-3461.
Nice job. That's straight off memory.
Oh, no, it's not. I wrote it down.
I was going to give you mad props there. 785-547-3461. We'll go straight to the Giant Communications Hotline. No, we won't.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. I tried to grab it. Maybe Seth grabbed it. Seth's still in the house. Big shout out to Seth. Big shout out Brian Hagen down in Atchison as well. Hanging out with us here this evening as we've got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolling along here this evening. Okay, it's time to move on to our week three kind of look ahead, Boz. We got to pick our games of the week potential. And what these are four games that Boz and I think, man, this could be the opportunity for somebody to have a great game. And Boz and I want to go take it in. We'll watch the first half. And you, as the listener, could find us and give yourself a $50 gift certificate.
All right. We'll get diving right into this here. First game that we, you know, Jake and I sit down and we kind of look at big games next week. And it always isn't just about, like, two winning teams that are playing. I mean, we're looking at teams that maybe they've struggled in the first 2 weeks of the season, and they got to find a way to get things going the right way. So,
yeah.
First one we've got, Centralia versus D West.
Yeah.
And here's why I say that. Centralia, they fell tonight to Jeff West. They're 0-2.
Yep.
This is a big week three game for them.
Massive.
They got to find a way to right the ship. Now, I want to preface that by saying Centralia's schedule early this season, I don't know if anybody's had a harder one. They were at Rock Creek.
Oh, they just were, a 4A school, no big deal.
Then they're at Jeff West.
Just a 3A school.
And hey, real quick, before I say that too, the other score that kind of surprised me tonight, yeah. Jeff West, Centralia. Jeff West shut out Centralia, but Centralia's defense only gave up 27 points to a high-powered spread offense in Jeff West.
0-0 game at the end of the first quarter in that one at Tiger Stadium. And, definitely Centralia definitely played well in that ball game, but Jeff West, man, them Tigers. We've been high on them since last year, no doubt, and they're a team that we got our eyes on them.
Yeah, we do. So on the flip side of that, Centralia, they got to find a way to get a win on this game. It's just as important for D West. They fell tonight to Valley Heights. Both teams 0-2 coming into this one. It's a must win game. D West, their schedule is very difficult. This game against Centralia, they follow that up with McLouth, then Mar Hill Mount Academy, then JCN. It doesn't get any easier, but they got to find a way to get a win.
Yeah, that, again, a game that Boz and I could possibly be at. Let's interrupt this segment really quick, Boz. We got to go to the Giant Communications Hotline right now because we got a caller calling in. I think he wants to talk about them Chargers.
Okay. Is he there? I hear a chuckle.
Hey, come on. Grandpa Gary, go right ahead, buddy.
You betcha. the halftime is already a booger, so I had to go over and get one from the concession stand. I had them put some cheese on it and a little bit of chili. But anyway, yeah, we ended up with a 66-0. I want to again this week nominate Merrick Knoll. He's just he's tough on the ground. He is. And he's just a good player. And, of course, I want to nominate him, but I also got to mention my grandson, who's a freshman, played a little bit of quarterback, and he played some other. He got a running back. He got a conversion in the first half and then scored a touchdown in the second half. So
okay.
I think he scored the last one, the one that made it 66. So we had a good game, and looking forward to next week. Riverside was tough, but they got a tough team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That Cyclone team, a very high-powered offensive attack and a great defense. But JCN bounces back tonight. Big-time win tonight for them Chargers and Grandpa Gary's squad. You got any stats on Merrick by chance, Grandpa?
No, I don't get any of those. I kind of had an insight on that in a couple years ago, but I got it kind of got nixed on that. So just got to go by what I see. And I don't write nothing down. I guess I should if I'm going to call.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, I mean,
I know you had some touchdowns. I'm not sure how many.
I'll even give you an MSC radio pin to start using if you want.
Is it black or blue ink?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't remember. All right, Grandpa.
Hey,
well,
use that.
Appreciate you calling like always. You'll have a great weekend this weekend after our Charger victory. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
You bet.
All right, Grandpa Gary calling us in, giving us some insight on the Chargers of JCN tonight. And, yeah, we'll have to get him that MSC pin so he maybe can jot down every time there's a touchdown or anything like that. You know, give us some statistics for that. But Merrick Knoll makes the list here this evening. Looks like with the Giant Communication Hotline continuing to light up, you want to give us a call, 785-547-3461 is that phone number. Next game of the week, potential next week, Boz, it's a doozy because you got Royal Valley at Nemaha Central next week. This is a big, big East League battle, but it's a couple teams that are 1-1, and now, you know, everything changes just a little bit when you got a team like Royal Valley, you mentioned, getting over the hump over a tough opponent like Holton, and now you got a team like Nemaha Central, a heartbreaking loss tonight on the road at Sabetha, but now they get to host Royal Valley next week.
A little confident, I think, is probably what Royal Valley is feeling right now. So that's going to be a big one. Next game we got on the list, Silver Lake versus Jeff West. This has, I think this is going to be a fantastic game. Here's what we're looking at here. First ever meeting between these two teams, between Jeff West and Silver Lake. We went back a long ways. We couldn't find any. Here's where I think this is important. Silver Lake is a perennial powerhouse. If you look back over the years, they've got 8 total state titles. They're always in the conversation at the beginning of the year that they have what it takes to compete for a state title. I think Jeff West is trying to get to that point. They're a team on the rise. They had a great breakout season last year.
Yeah.
They're establishing themselves this year as a team to watch, rightfully so. But this would be a big statement win for Jeff West if they can beat Silver Lake, and it's at Silver Lake.
Yeah.
So Jeff West got to go on the road. I'm really interested to see kind of how that plays out.
I just want to go double back here for a second. We were talking Jeff West Centralia game a minute ago.
Yeah.
Just got some information that came in just for clarification. You talked about Centralia's defense and the ability that they had tonight to kind of keep Jeff West bottled up. A couple of their touchdowns were, one of them was on the defensive side for Jeff West, and then a 70-yard touchdown run. We're actually going to go straight to the phone line here because Giant Communications hotline is open, and we had a caller, but I think maybe he hung up because he realized he was going to be live on the air. And so, anyway.
don't do that.
Well, Seth was in here with you talking, so I didn't want to, let him. But anyway, but Centralia's defense did play well tonight against Jeff West.
Yeah.
But give credit there to the Tigers as well because they did a great job of, taking advantage of opportunities. But one touchdown tonight, a 70-yard touchdown on 4th-and-20 for Ooh. Jeff West tonight in that ball game. Okay, the final game that we could be at next week is Troy hosting Care Paravel. How about Care Paravel? We'll start with them, the Lions. The last time that Care Paravel was an 8-man, they're in Division One. They finished a season 9-3. That was back in 2023. They lost to eventual state champion Linden that year. And Care Paravel, just keep in mind, when Axtell was on their 4-year run, Care Paravel was the team that played Axtell the closest in that 2023 season, a 60-44 game in week number one back in 2023. So Care Paravel drops back down to 8-man appreciate people that want to, give me some insider information, but can't accept phone calls during the show. Care Paravel, they dropped back down to 8-man this year, Boz, and they came out the gate strong tonight. You remember who they were playing tonight, Boz? From all the way out in southwest Kansas.
Stanton County.
Stanton County made the trip all the way to Topeka. I don't have that final. I've been looking for it, haven't seen it. So if you've got that Care Paraville Stanton County game, we're curious about it because Care Paraville hits the road, takes on Troy. The Trojans, we talked about them. They're 2-0, a team that you and I talked in the offseason about. I have zero doubt that Troy's going to adapt well to eight-man football because you got the skill position players that are studs back.
Yeah.
And when you got a kid like Kasten Jasper that can sling a ball the way that he does, and you got the speed of a Colt Jensen out there as well.
And the brilliant coaching mind of Derek Jasper. Dude's been doing it forever. He knows how to adapt to eight-man. It ain't no thing.
That comment proudly paid by the Troy Booster Club.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I love it. That's a joke, but yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Absolutely. I mean, when you got the ability to make that transition, I'm excited for that matchup next week because that's a marker because Troy's schedule
gets tough.
It heats up.
Yeah.
After next week, Troy will be taking on Frankfort, Hanover, Axtell, back to back to back weeks in the eight-man level of Division II. So next week you can see us at Troy hosting Care Paraville. You can see us at Centralia Donovan West, Royal Valley, Nemaha Central, or Silver Lake hosting Jefferson West. Come up to us at 6:30 or later. Ask us if it's our game of the week, and you can win a $50 gift certificate. We're due for another timeout. We come back. We'll break down some more of our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for this week, and we'll look ahead more at next week. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Neil Sudbeck, commercial and ag lender with Community National Bank in Sebatha. Whether you're expanding your farm or business, purchasing equipment, or planning for the future, I'm here to help find financing that works for you.
You should partner with a bank that's invested in your success. Visit Neil Sudbeck at Community National Bank in Sebatha today. Community National Bank, hometown values, and modern banking.
You feel right at home. Right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're a startup or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. Big on service, built for business. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, simply connected.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lucret Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lucret does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lucret is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Boost your crops this season with Helena Agra Enterprise by using Coron. Coron allows a grower to make timely applications without hesitation to a growing crop. Its unique formulation provides more efficient uptake versus commodity fertilizers and keeps the application on target to provide longer availability for plant uptake. Contact Helena Agra Enterprise in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, or Home City and ask about Coron for your product. Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride harder, ride ready.
When Denison State Bank looks back on its 125 years, we wonder, how many times have the nearby fields been plowed, farmed, and harvested? How many sets of cattle hooves have trod across local pastures? DSB has been right there during all of it, helping generations of local farmers and producers. For a knowledgeable bank that understands the local ag scene, turn to Denison State Bank in year 125, member FDIC.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank.
We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't know about you, Boz. I'm kind of crazy and love the fact we're in week number two right now.
Yeah.
And, man, it just feels good to be back in football mode a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
And we're sitting here week number two. Welcome back in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. A brief segment here. We got one more timeout, and then we're going to put a bow on this thing here for week number two. Friday, September the 11th. We hope that you never forget and pay your respects as we did at the beginning of the show. 10:44 on a Friday in Boz. It is 70 degrees outside.
It's getting perfect.
It's going to get down to 60s tonight. I love it. I love it. All you people out there that say, give me 100 degrees over 20 degrees, get out of here. Move on. It's our time to shine now with the cold months. Please, sooner rather than later. Hey, we got Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees to hand out one winner tonight for that Game Ball nominee. It'll be in our final segment. It's coming up here in just a little bit, so stick around for that. But we have some nominees right now. Could always use more. Boz has got plenty of ink in that pen and plenty of space on that paper to fill out some more stuff. Giant Communications Hotline is open to you. Shout out Brian Hagen down at Care Country 93.7. Shout out Seth Tollison, still here as well, burning the late midnight oil with us. They've been on since early this morning. I know they'll be back on tomorrow morning, so you see them out in public, give them some love. Seth was actually on the video early when we first started this, and he went, uh-oh, nope, I don't want to be on camera. And he ran out of here. Be all right.
He's not too shy. He came back once,
couple
or twice.
Times. Yeah. But we have some nominees, Boz, and I want you to hold that newest one to the very last one, because I kind of want to introduce that one just a little bit.
It's last on my list here.
Perfect. So, yeah. So how about our nominees so far? Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees.
Nominees tonight, Manny Oliveira from Royal Valley, 150 yards with 3 touchdowns rushing the ball tonight. Micah Lang from Sabetha, 18 carries, 64 yards, 3 touchdowns. 2-for-2 passing for 34 yards. Also had the sack at the end of the game in overtime that sealed the win for Sabetha. Kasten Jasper from Troy. And I don't know if there was more. I don't think I wrote down everything. He had 3 passing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
2 interceptions defensively.
Correct.
And there was some. There was one more at the end of that deal. That
yeah, he had a rushing touchdown as well.
Okay. 1 rush TD.
Yep.
Okay. Big night for Kasten Jasper of Troy.
Yep.
Colt Jensen, also from Troy, had 2 of those touchdown receptions from Mr. Jasper. Was that it for Colt Jensen?
Just and a 2? Punt return.
And a punt return. Okay, I know.
You're good at this.
Well, you were yapping so fast, I can't write as fast. Punt return TD.
Yes.
For Colt Jensen. We don't want to leave that off.
No.
Merrick Knoll from JCN. Grandpa Gary nominated him. Don't have stats. That's okay. He said he's just, well, I think, what was the term he used? Was it last week or maybe his last
workhorse.
Year? No, he was a bulldog or something.
Yeah, that's right. He was a bulldog.
He was a bulldog.
So we got did we get the finalized Frankfurt score, Boz?
We did.
Thanks, Seth. Seth, say hi to everybody.
Back to my hole.
And hey,
you didn't mess it up.
I didn't mess it
up.
Come
on, baby, let's go.
Frankfurt defeats Linden 36-26.
So you second guessed yourself for nothing.
Well, if they would have been spread out on my list, I wouldn't even thought about it, but they were side by side, so I really thought I messed that one up.
Right.
Anyways, so Merrick Knoll, great player, had a great game tonight. Also, he said his grandson.
Yeah.
Who is? I don't know who his grandson is. Freshman, got in the game tonight, maybe scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So shout out to the grandson of Grandpa Gary.
It's got
to
be a Knoll.
Somewhere in there.
It's got to be a Knoll. I don't know.
Yeah, and the last one tonight, we just got this nominee in. I love this.
Hold on. I want to tee it up for you here a little bit, though.
Okay.
Boz does a great job, and I enjoy the way that he focuses on this every single week. We like to give some love to what we like to call the big uglies up front.
Oh, yeah.
Them big guys up front that paved the way for the guys like a Charles Hewins to run for 300-plus yards. And Seth even said, if this is good for me. I was an offensive lineman and a defensive tackle. So, like, I love seeing nominations like this. This is not just like, hey, props to the O-line. We got stats, Boz, for a lineman. Give them to him.
So, here's the nominee from McClouth.
Oh, buddy, them Bulldogs.
My dark horse team. Got to see him for the first time tonight. And I will tell you this. When I walked onto the field, this guy was the first one that I noticed.
Caught your eye.
I wish they had the height and weight on the program.
Come on, caller that called in to give us this nominee. Call us back, 785-547-3461. I don't care if it's your kid or if you just know him, but give us his height and weight. We want the world to know about this man.
I'm thinking I can – I don't know if I want to guess. I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to guess – it's hard because we're looking from the sideline,
yeah,
so it's really
tough.
He's got
shoulder pads on and he's got cleats on.
I'm going to say 6'3", probably 260. Would be a guess.
Okay.
I'm going to write that down because I think I might be close, but I want somebody to tell me.
All right, what's the
anyways,
name?
Bryce Williams from McClouth.
Yep.
Offensive tackle. He had 12 pancake blocks tonight.
Give that boy some syrup.
For those of you that don't know, you lock up the D-line, you put them on their back, pancake. Take them all the way to the ground. 12 pancake blocks. That's ridiculous. That's double-digit pancakes in a game.
It's a lot.
And then on defense, he had 7 tackles tonight from the D-line.
Mm-hmm.
That means ain't nobody getting past him.
Yeah.
And he put tons of pressure on the quarterback tonight, making him scramble all over the place. So, huge game from Bryce Williams. I noticed him right away. But again, that O-line, they're all big dudes.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Massive. So shout out Bryce. Shout out you, the caller that gave us that nomination. You got somebody like that? You got someone that had a big game? Maybe they didn't have a lot of stats running the ball, passing the ball, catching the ball, but they did something like that? You got to let us know about it. 785-547-3461, Giant Communications Hotline, open for you right now here tonight. All right, Boz, we got to step aside for our final break.
Okay.
When we come back, and listen, for those of you that are on the old social medias, this page I'm holding up right now, for you listening on the airwaves, I'm holding up our pages that say KU, K-State, Chiefs, and Ravens. Boz and I did these last week before any games kicked off, but we didn't have time last week. If you remember, we were a little bit condensed for the show. And so we're going to give you our preseason predictions for these teams, talk about why. We'll give away our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball for week number 2. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit of Benedictine Raven football as well. They're back on the air tomorrow on 93.7 FM KAIR. Don't go anywhere. Final segment's coming up. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Schmitz.
And I'm Nia Small.
We're here to help you with all your everyday banking needs at Community National Bank in Sebatha.
Whether it's a new checking account, saving for the future, or simply friendly hometown service, we'd love to meet you.
Community National Bank. Hometown values, modern banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Life changes, then it changes again.
Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself Jeff Russell in Sebatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're a startup or scaling up, Giant's custom business packages grow with you. Big on service, built for business. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, simply connected.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
This is Alan Meyer, Market President of Community National Bank. It's time for the final segment of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on MSC Sports Radio Network. Back to you, Jacob Boz.
All right, Alan, thank you very much for that. It is time for the final segment of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're super thankful for Community National Bank. This is year, I don't even remember, 10, I think, 11, 12 of being our presenting sponsor of the show. We're super glad to have them with us as always, and we're glad to have you with us as well for our final segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake Boz.
I
messed that up.
I knew it was coming, so yeah. I just went ahead. I'm Boz.
You did good. I'm Boz. This is me. Perfect. Okay, final segment. You know, all of our scores are on msc.sports.net. Check out the new website if you haven't checked it out yet. Go to the audio tab. You can check out local high school locker room chats. Brandon Tadman, Trenton Kraxner, Justin Fluke. I do one show. There's plenty. Every area school in our area that has business partnerships, mind you. We do weekly coaches shows, and they air on Wednesdays and Thursdays, archived up on the website later. If your school is not on there, you need to reach out to us because we need a business sponsor to make it happen.
Yeah,
just do it. Bar none. What, you're good with that?
Yeah.
Boz is always good with that. Yep, anytime it involves money, he's in, baby. But go to msc.sports.net. Check that out. We got our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list. It's finalized. We're not giving it away yet right now, but Boz, who are our finalists for the week two
game ball nominees tonight? Manny Oliveira from Royal Valley, Micah Lang from Sabetha. We got two from Troy, Caston Jasper and Colt Jensen. Two from JCN, Merrick Knoll, and we don't have his name, but his grandpa Gary's grandson from JCN. Got to play tonight. He's a freshman. You think he scored a touchdown?
Yeah.
And then from McClouth, Bryce Williams, big number 77. Those are our nominees tonight.
Okay. So that's what we're looking for. So if you, again, if you thought, we should have had so-and-so on this list, or my kid did this, or my kid did that, well, next week, you make sure that you get it locked into your phone right now. 785-547-3461 is the Giant Communications hotline. You need to either put it into our social media comment section or give us a call and give us those nominations because, hey, Boz just picks off the list that's given to him. If it's not on the list, Boz, can you pick them?
It ain't happening.
Not happening. So it's time for us. Let's go ahead and go into Benedictine, shall we?
Okay.
The Ravens, BC, they are 1-1 on the season. They'll be on 93.7 FM KAIR tomorrow. But Boz, the Ravens, tough week one contest, but they right the ship last week.
Yeah, they had a tough loss week one against Morningside. Tie game late. Morningside able to get a touchdown to secure the victory. So, I mean, it's always a great game up there. Benedictine preseason ranked number 3. They defeated Peru State last week. Got back on track. So, 1-1. They will host a home opener in Atchison at Benedictine. Number 13 preseason ranked William Penn, who's 2-0 on the season. So, Benedictine, if you haven't been to a football game there, I mean, it's a fantastic environment. Small school football. Great football. This will be a big one for Benedictine.
If you cannot make it to the game, it'll be broadcasted on 93.7 FM KAIR tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tom Couts on the call for that one. But, yeah, big-time matchup for the Ravens tomorrow on Care Country. How about the college ranks here more regionally, I guess you could say here? Oh, we did get another nomination that came in for Pleasant Ridge, and we might as well, let's add it onto this week's list, okay?
All right.
We haven't given it away yet. This came in on the TikTok feed. Jesse Hunt from Pleasant Ridge had 4 catches for 113 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a defensive INT. So Jesse Hunt from P. Ridge, the Rams that start out 2-0 this season. 4 catches for 113 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a defensive pick for the young man. So helping lead the Rams to their 2-0 start this season. All right, collegiate level here, more regionally, the Kansas Jayhawks. That dirty bird that's on your shirt, Boz.
Stop it.
Playing M-I-Z.
Nope.
ZOU tonight. Has that gone final?
It did. I believe it went final.
38-21 final. Yes. Missouri defeats KU tonight. So the Hawks dropped to 1-1 this season, Boz.
You know, I'm okay. Like, I really – here's my thing with KU this year. I just don't know. I kind of was harping on the Jalen Daniels era, and it was time to get him moving on. Isaiah Marshall, the quarterback, I think he's going to be good, sophomore. Didn't have a great game tonight. 2 interceptions. He threw for 150 or so, a couple touchdowns. I just don't know. He's young. He's going to have to get his feet underneath him a little bit. The problem I have, though, I look through their schedule. Typically, you start out a season, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I feel confident we should win this one, this one, this one, this one. You can kind of go through the list.
You have that confidence?
Sometimes.
I'm sorry. It's the first time we've got to talk about KU on the year.
Throw your jabs now. Fine.
It's going to happen.
So they went 5-7 last season. Are we giving predictions right now?
We'll do it at the end. Okay. Just keep talking about KU, though.
I really thought this game could get ugly tonight against Mizzou.
Kind of did.
What do you mean it did? It was
they lost by 3 scores.
But it was close late. They stayed close. They were ahead.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
I'm even going to pull it up while you're
But looking at the schedule, Arizona State next week, Middle Tennessee State, they can get that win. Then they're at Utah, at K-State, at TCU, at West Virginia, at Oklahoma State. By the way, BYU, UCF, and Baylor all come to Lawrence. Tough schedule for the Jayhawks this year in the Big 12. No doubt about it. Throw in an SEC team, you know, border war and non-con as well. It's not an easy schedule.
No. And just so you know, it was 28-21 in the third quarter.
Okay.
So it was – I'm okay. Like, they pulled away late, but we competed. It was there. We'll be all right.
Okay. Sounds good.
I think you're right. You look at the schedule and – tough. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't think they're going to win at Arizona State. We struggle on the road. We got to go to Utah.
They're at home against Arizona State.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I still don't think we're going to beat Arizona State, but we might. You just never know. It's tough. We're going to see.
Go ahead and give everybody your prediction for the Jayhawks this season.
Man, I don't like it, but I got them at 6-6.
Bowl eligibility.
Bowl, I think, make it to a bowl. That's successful season. Yeah.
Okay. I had about 6-6 as well, and again, Boz and I were sitting in his living room, or his dining room, sitting across from each other, not talking, and we revealed our selections, and we both had KU at 6-6 this year, and off of a 5-7 season a year ago, I think it's possible for the Jayhawks. I mean, I think they'll pick up wins, you know, against a team like Middle Tennessee State. They'll pick up a win against Oklahoma State end of the year, I would believe. I think they can do it against maybe, you know, they'll do something like a Baylor or UCF. Yes. You know, KU in the last, at least in the Lance Leipold era, they'll play a big-time opponent at home like BYU, who's ranked 15th right now in November. They'll play them and just – they'll win that game and be like, how? Why?
Yeah.
Like, that will happen yet this year, but I don't see them getting above 500. They will get bowl eligible and a 6-6 campaign for the Jayhawks. But how about the Cats? Last year, disappointment for K-State a season ago, 6-6. They declined the bowl last year. Questions in the air about, is Avery Johnson going to even come back? Will Tibbs come back? You know, Kleiman's kind of on the edge of his, you know, seat. People don't want him there and all these other things. Then, boom, CK7 gets announced, and, you know, the prodigal son comes back home. And in game one of Colin Klein at the head coach position, 71-3, and it looked like the new old school. And one big thing I want to point out to the fans, if you've ever been to a K-State game from, say, 92, 91 to about 2018, 19, pregame, K-State always had Willie tackle the opponent's mascot. Well, yeah. not the actual mascot, but somebody dressed up like him. And then they got away with it because I think a kid broke his collarbone. It wasn't safe. They brought it back last week. Pre-game festivities, Willie tackles Nichols State's guy, and it was classified as it is the new old school that's back at Kansas State.
Okay.
Okay, nothing on that.
Cool. The thing when you brought up Willie Wildcat, the first vision I had in my mind was him trying to do the push-ups at the end of the game. So we actually, you do the math on that. He does 7.
Like 400?
And then he does 14. Yeah. And then he does 21. It was like 360 push-ups.
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
You did 20 on air.
I did, successfully.
And that was a struggle.
Oh, did you have to?
No.
I don't think you could.
No.
Yeah. I don't think you can.
No. But, yeah, 360 is a lot.
Yeah, it definitely was a lot of push-ups that Willie did last week, and we like to see that. We want to keep that happening. K-State plays Washington State tomorrow. That game will be right here on 103.9 FM KNZA, as well as 92.1 KMZA. Pregame starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, right after Lawn and Garden Solutions with Carl Jarbo. Kickoff scheduled for 11 a.m. For that game. I've got K-State going 10-2, Boz. You look at their schedule, it's not as difficult as KU's is even. You know, when you're looking at the matchups that K-State's got this season, they're non-con. Tulane's not the Tulane because Willie Fritz is not there anymore. I see losses against Houston. But there's not another team on that schedule that makes me think, oh, man, we're going to probably lose that game. There will be one other loss that happens. It just always does. But I got K-State going 10-2 and going to the Big 12 championship game this year.
Wow.
It's the year of Avery Johnson, man. CK7 at the helm. Let's go.
I like your enthusiasm, yeah. I guess. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, I guess.
Dang right. Purple Kool-Aid, baby. Okay. Purple drag.
I don't know. When you look at their schedule, what like you said, it's doable. I don't think it'll happen, though. I think they're going to drop several games that you're probably going to be frustrated with that they shouldn't lose.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype right now. Maybe they keep that going and they get on a streak, and that doesn't happen. But I could see them dropping a few. I've got them at 7-5.
Boom!
I have them losing those extra couple games that you don't have.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right. All right, Boz. Okay, so to reiterate, Boz and I both got KU at 6-6. I got the Cats at 10-2, and he's got them at 7-5. But what we're both agreeing upon is both teams will make a bowl game this year. Now, if they're 6-6 or 7-5, will they accept a bowl game? Go play the dadgum game, kids.
Yes, I think that's the.
Come on.
That's dumb.
The fans want to see it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Just do it.
All right, go to the professional ranks now?
Sure.
Okay. Season ago was the absolute worst season for the Chiefs in the Mahomes era with the ACL injury, but Mahomes does what Mahomes does, dude, and he comes back quicker than anybody thought he would. Comes back 9 months and says he's stronger than ever, and the hype is there right now for the Chiefs with Mahomes coming back. Kelsey's older, you know, no more question at running back. Kenneth Walker, the Chiefs make a move to bring him in. You got Rashee Rice. You got Xavier Worthy. I mean, there's stuff there.
Yes.
But do you feel like it's a difficult decision on anything because of what the Chiefs showed last year and you don't know yet?
Yes. I think that is absolutely where this Chiefs team is at. There's so many question marks just based off of how things went last year.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. Is Mahomes going to be Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
It's still an ACL and coming back from that, mobility, all those kind of things. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from him. Kelsey, there was talks last year. Like, he's lost it. He's lost a step. He's old. He's not.
He got married. He's an old married man now.
Yeah, his focus is not football. Come on. I just don't. I don't know what the Chiefs are going. And you look at their schedule, and holy buckets. Yeah, it is. It's tough.
Well, the AFC West is tough as it is anymore now. But you throw in, you know, the likes of having to go to Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champs. You throw in going to Buffalo, to Los Angeles, the Rams, playing the Niners because they play the NFC West, playing the defending AFC champs in the Patriots. Throw in the Bengals. I mean, this is a tough schedule for – I see two games, honestly, on this schedule that are not, you know, like a double matchup like they play the Raiders twice. Okay, they're going to beat the Raiders twice. Sorry.
Yeah.
They're going to beat them. The Jets. Okay. The Dolphins probably. So there's three teams where I'm like, yeah, I'm confident in that. But I'm a little bit shaky on the others.
Yo, 100%. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm really anxious to see. And honestly, this very first game Monday night, scares me.
It could say it could prove a lot, though.
It could. Yeah,
it really, really could. I think if the Chiefs come out at home and Arrowhead's rocking, and you know Mahomes lights it up for 300 yards and four touchdowns, and the Chiefs beat the Broncos by three scores,
that would be awesome. But
Right. But I mean, would that not just reinvigorate you to be like, okay, the Chiefs are back?
It would. It would a little bit. But I don't know. I'm skeptical. If they come out and have a great game, then I would say it's all right. They had a great Monday night game, but can they continue that through the grind of that schedule? And they always struggle against the Broncos. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. All right, preseason prediction, Boz, for the Chiefs.
I've got the Chiefs, and this, I think I might be on it here, 10-7.
Okay. Double-digit wins. Are they a playoff team? 10-7 playoff team or 10-7 sitting at home watching? Didn't think about that, did you?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I could see him sitting at home.
10-7 and sitting at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Tough AFC.
Yes.
Tough AFC. I got the Chiefs going 8-9, and before you start saying that it's because I hate the Chiefs, it's not. We already talked about this schedule. I mean, Boz, you honestly could see the Chiefs going 8-9.
Yes.
I could honestly see the Chiefs going 10-7 as well.
Yep.
But my prediction, I got them at 8-9. I think they struggle against the top tier of the AFC West, which is the Broncos and the Chargers and the Chiefs, those top three. I see them struggling in those games. I see them struggling against the Bills, the Rams, the Bengals, the Patriots, the Niners. I mean, go on, go on, go on. And when those things start piling up, I can see them being, you know, around a 500 team, and I think that they're on the latter side of it.
Yep.
They missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. And I think we'll see Travis Kelce retire. I know it's September 11th. This game season hadn't even started. Well, I guess it technically started this week. Their first game is Monday.
Yeah.
I can see this being Andy Reid's last year coaching.
Really?
Honest. I think the cheeseburgers are kind of just getting, you know, a little bit too, like the buns are getting too hard and the cheese is getting a little moldy. And I think this could be the last year you see Andy Reid Big Red on the sideline for the Kansas City Chiefs if they go 8-9, if they have a losing season.
Yeah.
All right, now go to the flock, baby. The Baltimore Ravens.
Do we have to do this every week?
Yeah. Buckle up, baby.
Ugh.
The Ravens' disappointment a season ago.
Yeah.
Absolutely disappointing. Finished 8-9. They were a kick away from going to the playoffs and winning the AFC North, but Tyler Loop, there it is, went more left than he needed to be.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say that. And he's already under scrutiny this year. So the Ravens, 8-9 a season ago, their schedule because of an 8-9 season. You would think the Chiefs, 7-10 season, or 6-11, 7-10 they were last year. You think they have an easier schedule?
You would think.
The Ravens go 8-9 in their schedule. I'm sorry. It is there for the taking.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is I think the AFC North is going to be down. I think Pittsburgh's going to be way down. I really do. I think Aaron Rodgers at age 43, dude, come on now. Go to the retirement home and just pack it up, dude. Be done. Quit playing football. Because I don't care what substances you're taking in the mountains when you're taking your 30-day hiatus. Dude, I mean, you got 22-year-olds that weigh 300 pounds that are going to knock your block off. Okay, so Pittsburgh's going to be down. Cleveland, they're just a shell of themselves still, and they've got our offensive coordinator from last year that nobody in Baltimore likes, so we were happy that he went to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, I think, is going to be back up. I really do. I think they're a playoff team. But the Ravens, they got a good schedule. They start off with the Colts on Sunday on the road at Lucas Oil. Then they got the Saints, Cowboys, Titans, Falcons, Browns to start the season.
Yeah, they do.
That's 7-0 written all over that.
Yeah, they could be.
I mean, it really, really is. And I got the Ravens, dude, going 12-5 this year. Initially had them at 14-3, but I scaled it back to 12-5. And I think they win the North. I think that's good enough to be the 2 seed in the AFC playoffs. And I look forward to a deep playoff run. Lamar's now almost 30. And I think this is going to be Derrick Henry's last year with Baltimore. It's the last year of his contract. Yep. And I think this is a make-or-break year for the Baltimore franchise with Lamar, Derrick Henry. But first-year coach Jesse Minter, defensive guru, is going to bring back the old Ravens defense that we're so used to seeing.
I kind of laughed when you said 12-5. I just was like, no way.
Then you looked at the schedule.
And then I really did look at the schedule, and I'm not far off. I got them 11-6. I just – we 12-5, 11-6. They're right there. I think their schedule is set up for them to have a really good year. As much as I hate to admit that, but like you said, you look down the schedule, and there's just not a lot of games. Like when we just went through the Chiefs stuff, we're like, ooh, this is rough. It could be rough.
Yeah,
Ravens just don't have it. I think they have a pretty clean path if they take care of business.
I 100%. I think you're spot on. I mean, I can see them being 11-6. Regardless, I think they win the North, and I think they're going to be hosting one, if not two, playoff games this year. Bozzy, I haven't even told you this, I don't think, but I'm actually going to a Ravens home game this fall. My childhood best friend Gump is going to be going with me, and it's because we ran into Ravens fans when we went to Lambeau last year, sat right next to him. Guy was super kind and said, hey, if you ever want to come out to Baltimore next year, I got tickets for you. My season tickets. And so we're booking a flight, and we're going to go out and watch a Ravens game. It looks like it's going to be the game against the Jaguars as it stands right now.
How does that – that never happens. You meet somebody at a game, and they're like, oh, hey, come out and see a game. And you're like, oh, I'd love to. And then you never, ever see that person again in your life.
Yeah.
This dude actually followed up with
me. We exchanged phone numbers that night. He shot me a text a few months after the fact. I mean, that game was in December. I heard from him in February. After the season was over and everything, he's like, hey, what I said was true. Really cool. I think we're going to be going out in November to go watch a Ravens-Jags game, and it'll be great. It's a bucket list thing for me, dude. I've always wanted to see him in the bank, and as much hatred as I get from people around here being a Ravens fan,
man,
it'll be a blast. I'm excited for that. All right, dude, we got one final thing to take care of, and that's it, dude. And people, I know you've been waiting on it, but you got to listen to Boz and I spout off a little bit about our sports, okay? That's the kind of stuff that kind of gets us going on the weekends. We enjoy watching college football, NFL football. Boz and I are super big into fantasy football. And so does that sway the way you watch football now a little bit?
Oh, it always has. Yeah, if you're involved in any fantasy league, it's yeah, you pay a little more attention, especially to the guys. I mean, I'm always rolling through trying to find stats, and yeah, it definitely changes how you watch it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, so our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees and winner tonight, Boss.
Here's our nominees. First off, Manny Oliveira from Royal Valley, Micah Lang from Sambetha, from Troy, Kasten Jasper and Colt Jensen, from JCN, Merrick Knoll, and then from JCN also we had a nominee, Grandpa Gary, his grandson, not sure of his name, Bryce Williams, big lineman from McLouth, and I think I wrote this name down right, Jesse Hunt from P. Ridge?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, those are our nominees tonight. It's always tough. You look at all these guys and what they did tonight. Big performances across the board. But I have to go with Manny Oliveira from Royal Valley. Just the gravity of that game. They beat the streak. The streak is no more. He helped his team to their win over Holton, 150 yards and 3 touchdowns on the night.
Manny Oliveira from Royal Valley. We'll be visiting the Purple Palace this next week in Hoyt to deliver that game ball to Manny and his team. Big thanks to everybody for participating in our show tonight. We'll do it again next week. We're excited for this weekend. Enjoy the cooler weather as it rolls in. And week 3, before you know it, this season's going to be over. So take every week. Enjoy it. Hope you enjoy it with us next Friday night on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. For Brian Hagan down at Care Country, Seth Tollison, Bobby, as well as Robin Tollison that was in here tonight as well. All of our broadcasters, my partner Boz, this is Jake. Have a great weekend. Go Flock!
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by Community National Bank, Helena Agra Enterprise, Shelter Insurance, Brett Schneider Agency in Lawrence, Blue Valley Technologies, by McDonald's, Highland Community College, Giant Communications, Bruna Implement, Edward Jones, Becker Repair and Performance, The Elevator, Shelter Insurance, Jeff Schneider Agency in Topeka, Denison State Bank, Honeyman Ford, JBN Telephone Company, MCON, Sunflower Community Union, FW Huston, GN Bank, Atchison Auto Parts, and by Lukert Chiropractic.